Part of the Wall Street Business Network, NASDAQ symbol SALM.
The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we've got a great show for you today. Make sure you stick with us. We've got Larry Zinn's going to be on with us for the first half hour of the show. We're going to talk about how he built the brand at Warren Henry, why they've selected the different nameplates that they carry, how they're moving their location into North Miami across from FIU. We're going to have a great show with Larry Zinn. And then I'm going to talk about the commercial residential mortgage market, the residential and commercial mortgage market, what we're seeing in that market. Interest rates are going up. Should you borrow your, make your loan now, get your loan now? We'll talk about that as well. So, Wanda, take it away, girlfriend. We'll be back right after this with some great info for you. We're back. Hey, everybody. We're not walking on sunshine. We're driving our Warren Henry car. That's what we're doing. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease your car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. They've also got a store up in Gainesville now selling Audis. Hey, you know what the Warren Henry Advantage is? That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, red cap service, personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, first service as well. That's right. So all kinds of benefits when you're part of the Warren Henry Advantage. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, are you a realtor or a real estate investor or just a homeowner? Well, not just a homeowner, especially a homeowner. Well, if you've got a special situation and you need a loan, give me a call at 305-773-6300. For a realtor, maybe you've got an international client or a U.S. client that's perhaps not perfectly creditworthy. Maybe they're looking for a loan that doesn't fit inside the square box at their bank. What do? You give me a call. Jim Fried at 305-773-6300. Maybe you're a homeowner. Maybe you're building a spec house and you need to pull some of the money back out. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. We give end loans for condo hotels, condo units, condo office. Maybe you're a borrower from overseas and you're a foreigner and you're having a little bit of a problem getting a loan. What do? You give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why call me? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back with my good friend, Larry Zinn. Hey, Larry, are you out there?
I'm here, Jim.
All right, well, listen, Larry, I really appreciate you being on the phone today, and I wanted to really drill down a little bit and talk about some of the things that I find fascinating. You know, I've known you now for, my gosh, a long time, it seems like to me, a number of years, and three or four or five cars worth now at this point, Larry. And first of all, I want to thank you for the great service and for making Vivian and I members of the Warren Henry family.
No, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity, Jim. It's been pretty cool since I met you. We've established a pretty good friendship as well, and that's really great.
Well, thank you. That means the world to me, Larry. You know, one of the things I wanted to do today is talk a little bit about the growth that I've seen at Warren Henry over the past few years since you've taken over the helm there. You know, when we first met, you didn't have a store in Gainesville. You didn't have a store up in Broward. You had a couple of nameplates, but you were looking to move it to a more convenient location. So if you don't mind, I'd like to kind of start out with you know, maybe the story about how, you know, your grandpa got into the business, became the first Toyota guy here in town, and then maybe kind of go from there with some of the nameplates you've got today and why you've put the different nameplates together into the Warren Henry family of auto nameplates.
Oh, certainly. Well, my grandfather was a used car salesman over on Miami Beach. He was selling Chevrolets and wanted to become a manager. He had been selling cars for a while and had excelled and done really well. But in many cases back then, if you were a good salesman, it was often difficult to get a position as a manager because they didn't want to lose you. So
right.
They told him he didn't have what it took to be a manager. So he ended up going down the street and opening up a used car lot. And he ran the used car lot for a little bit until he went to the Miami Auto Show and found this funny brand called Toyota, which actually didn't make it into the main hall. It was out in the entranceway because the car didn't get there in time, and there was only one car. And, you know, he thought it was pretty interesting. So he had asked around, and he had some employees who had come from Cuba and had said, you know, we have these vehicles in Cuba, and they're very good. You should consider it. So he signed on to be the Toyota dealer and ultimately became the first Toyota dealer in Florida, and nobody else had actually signed up. You know, consider at the time this was when people really didn't know the difference between a Nikon, a Seiko, and a Toyota. We didn't associate it the same way as we do today with quality vehicles and, you know, Japanese back then was really associated with junk.
Yes,
and
I remember.
So then he had run that business for a while, and when my father was graduating from college, he helped him get into a Volvo store over on 36th Street. And they purchased that Volvo store, and my father ran it straight out of college and had really grown it. And, you know, throughout the years, we've grown and we've shrunk and we've grown a little more. And thankfully, now we have some really great brands that are doing wonderful things. And I came on to work full time with the family back in 2008. And that was a really interesting time as some sure everybody remembers.
Oh, yeah.
When I had started, I was working in finance. And when I first came in, you know, it really wasn't too bad. It was pretty easy to get people financed. And then all of a sudden, one day, it was like a switch had flipped where, you know, getting people financed on new vehicles and used vehicles was extremely difficult. And, you know, 2008 was a pretty rough time. And I had basically got an opportunity around then to come in and be the sales manager at the Infinity store. And at that time, we had a lot of people who had been with us for a long time, some that were newer, but many of them really didn't want to give me an opportunity because I was young and I was in many cases younger than them. And what could I teach them or what did I know? And, you know, how was I going to show them what to do when they've been doing this for so long?
Oh, gosh.
So I had lost about half my staff. And my father had always been saying, you know, we should start hiring people with no experience. and teach them how to do this our way. You know, you keep getting these same people, and you come up with cultural issues where they come in and they poison the well amongst the rest of the staff, and all sorts of other things that happen when you have a guy who thinks he knows everything. You can't teach him anything because he already knows everything. So I started going over to Circuit City because they were closing down local branches, and to basically other businesses trying to look for, you know, businesses that were going out at that time, trying to look for people who were looking for an opportunity in automotive. And then sooner than later, that actually became our standard, that when we were going to hire salespeople, we were no longer going to look for people with experience. We were going to look for people from outside the industry, train them the right way, and, you know, teach them how to make a really pleasant experience for our clients.
Well, it sounds to me like that's the Warren Henry advantage right there, is the people.
I believe so. I believe so. I think we've got a great team. You know, we've been doing a great job building and growing our team as well, and teaching them what we believe is the right way to do things. And, you know, make our experience as best as possible.
Now, what's been your experience with the sales volume since you started and then you switched to the new group of people? What have you seen the impact on sales?
Our impact, our sales have grown exponentially. When I started in the store, it was doing around 500 and change units a year. Within the first year, we were up 70%.
Wow.
Bringing this new policy into place, and then we've continued to grow from there, where now the Infiniti business is selling around 1,500 to 1,600 new cars per year.
Wow, that's a significant increase. And how about your other nameplates? How have they reacted to your new stewardship?
Thankfully, we've grown all around. You know, I can't say everything is due to our policy, although I would like to believe that it certainly contributed and made a difference. We have had some great product come out throughout the years as well, and that's always extremely helpful. You know, Land Rover's come out with some really great product. Really, all the nameplates have, and they've changed for the better.
So, Larry, your newest nameplates are Audi and Lamborghini. How did you decide to select Lamborghini as a local representative, and how's that been going?
We did have an experience with in Lamborghini.
Okay.
We were partners in another store one time, and we really enjoyed that side of the business. And we did have a facility out in Davie, and thankfully, we're able to get the opportunity to open up a Lamborghini store there. Also, what was great was the Porsche store next door opened up, which they really play off of each other well. You know, a lot of consumers who are looking at one brand also will look at the other. So that was a very good thing for us. And, you know, it's for me, it was something different. I really enjoy the relationship side of that business, because it's so relationship based, where in many of our many of the makes that we sell, you know, you really don't get an opportunity to sit and build a car with a customer and go through different builds with them, you know, numerous times, and making sure that everything is perfect and to their expectation. And then, you know, the friendships and all the other things that have built around that. Also, you know, I had an opportunity to come up with the Supercar Saturday event that we've opened up in Davie, and I know you've been coming since the beginning.
It's great.
And in the beginning, we were looking at 70, 80 cars, and now we routinely have 300 to 400 cars and even more spectators. And it's become a nice event for families to go to, for people in the neighborhood to go to. And, you know, that's a really cool thing as well. I mean, if you're a car nut like me, when all these interesting vehicles come in from all over the place and you get to meet all these great people, it's really something.
It is. It's amazing. Now, I want you to hold that. We're going to go to a break. Can you stick with me for another segment today?
Of course.
Okay, great. We're going to talk a little bit more about your branding, how you built your brand, And we'll talk a little bit about the Audi store. People are talking to me about the Audi A8, and I've seen some really cool, looks like race cars almost from Audi. So stick with us. We're going to talk some more cars with our car aficionado. Larry's in. And Larry, I want you to remember also, we're going to talk a little bit about what you liked when you were watching Barrett Jackson this weekend. We'll talk with Larry's in. More autos right after this. Wanda, make us rock. We are back. We are back. And since we've got Larry, I've got to make sure I do this read for Warren Henry really good. And I want to thank Larry and Warren Henry for being longtime sponsors of the show. Hopefully, we had a little bit of a hand in helping them increase their sales as well. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. You heard Larry mention Lamborghini, and we're also going to talk about their Audi store in Gainesville. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service. That's actually my favorite benefit, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
What are you going to do when you have a special situation and you need a residential or business loan secured by real estate? You're going to give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when your traditional bank says no, we're probably going to be able to say yes. We're private lenders. We're some of South Florida's oldest private lenders. There's only a few real private lenders here in South Florida. We're one of them. So what we can do is we can get creative. If you're a realtor and you own a bunch of investment property and you see a deal you like and you want to leverage some of that investment property to get that new property, I can help. We'll understand your specific needs. Maybe you're a realtor and you've got somebody from overseas that wants to buy a condo or a home and they're having trouble getting financing, condo hotel unit, condo office. We can help with that. You give us a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you're a developer and you've got some land and you've got a loan on the land. You were planning to go vertical, but now you need to recapitalize that situation. We can help you. You give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why do you call me if you need a mortgage? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
880 The Biz, where money talks.
Let's play.
Let's strike out routine. Let's take an intentional walk away from the beach. Let's take the family to meet the Marlins. No, no, not the fish. The baseball squad. Let's catch a fly ball. Grab some fresh popcorn. Let's get our faces painted with butterflies. You too, Dad. Let's cheer. Let's chow down. Let's play.
Play ball!
Baseball is back. Be part of opening week when your Miami Marlins take on the Atlanta Braves, followed by a series against division rivals, the New York Mets. Be a part of the excitement. Get your tickets at Marlins.com. Let's play.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are with my good friend, Larry Zinn. Larry, welcome back to the show. Thanks for sticking with us on this second segment.
Jim, thank you as always for having me.
It's my pleasure. You heard them playing the Marlins ad. I know that it was Pesach on the first opening day of Marlins, so we've got to renew our tradition, certainly next year, but I'm going to send you some dates. We're going to go this year. Maybe we can even get the girls together or maybe go on a Saturday night or something.
That'd be great.
All right. Well, listen, before we get further, we've been talking about how you selected, how your family selected some of the brands that you've got, how you're building your brand there. And one of the things I'm going to make you commit to is I'm going to get Dave and I want to get Warren and I want to get you on the same show sometime, even if I've got to record it on a supercar Saturday, because those stories, we got to preserve some of those stories. So you got to make me that promise, Lair.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, Gainesville. Gainesville's your new store. Gainesville's obviously a place that I hold close to my heart. And when I go up there to do my real estate event, maybe we can do a live broadcast from your store up there. Tell me a little bit about why you chose Audi and why you went to Gainesville.
Well, we did have some experience in Gainesville a little while back with Volvo. It's a great market. Very nice people, a lot of hospitals, professors, students. I mean, it's a really interesting market in general. But Audi was a brand we had been dying to be a part of. I mean, they have products in every segment of the lineup, and they're talking every type of product as well, including now electrics, which are coming along.
Cool.
I mean, there's literally a car or SUV in almost every segment, and soon there will be one in every segment, which is great. We found it extremely interesting that they have vehicles that start close to $30,000 and ones that go all the way up to $200,000+. So it's really a wide-ranging brand, very, very popular right now, and also very high quality.
I'm sorry, Gilbert. Go ahead. Go ahead, bud.
No, so we had found out that there was an opportunity to throw our name in the hat for an Audi franchise, and it's a long application process that's quite complicated, and you go through several interviews. Fortunately, we had come out on top through all the people that they interviewed, as well as the interview process, and earned the franchise, which was phenomenal. I mean, I'm still excited to be a part of the brand, and we'll always be excited. It's just something that we've always wanted.
Now, Larry, what's the fancy sports car that I see that all my friends that like technology like that Audi sports car? Tell me a little bit about that.
The Audi R8.
I guess.
Well, I mean, if that's the one you're talking about.
I believe it is. I'm going to look it up while you're talking.
It's a two-door coupe and convertible with different V10 engine options available to you. I mean, it's an absolute flamethrower on wheels.
Yeah, that's the one.
It looks really cool as well. Also, it's the car that Tony Stark drives in Iron Man, which is some great product placement.
It sure is. Now, it looks to me, when I'm looking here, they have images. They've got one in blue. You know, blue's my color. I love the blue ones. I love this one here. And if I got the Audi, maybe that's the one I would get. What do you think, Larry? How would I look in one of those?
Jim, whatever you want. We can custom order it for you and make it yours.
Oh, my gosh. I love it when you say that. I think we're going to have to talk about that. It's going to be either that or the Jaguar. We've got to figure it out. We've got about 18 months to go on my car, so you got to help me out and figure which one we're going to get. And I already know that Vivian's going to get on here and send me a text that she wants that Range Rover. So we're going to have to find a way to get her in the Range Rover and get me in one of those other cars. Although, I got to tell you, Larry, the car I have, that Infiniti is just the most comfortable, fabulous car to drive. I absolutely love it, Larry.
Well, good. That always makes me happy to hear.
Now, we've got only a couple of more minutes left. Where do you see Warren Henry going in the future? I know you're opening up a store in North Miami at FIU. You're going to move all your brands and get them all in one spot. You're going to keep Lamborghini and Broward, obviously, Audi up there in Gainesville, but you'll have the other nameplates down here?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're hoping to continually grow as more franchise opportunities come available. We'd certainly throw our name in the hat wherever we can if it's the right fit. And, hopefully there'll be some purchasing opportunities somewhere along the way where we can get into different brands that we're not currently a part of now.
Now, how does something like that work? What is the process that you go through to decide whether or not a brand fits within your product mix? Are you going to stay international? It looks to me like your brands are. They're all international brands. What's up with that versus a U.S. brand? And I don't know the answers to these. This is really a question I'm wondering now that I'm looking.
It's not a matter of, you know, sometimes it's not really a matter of choosing. You know, I'd love to have a Ford dealership. I'd love to have all sorts of domestic brands. But, you know, sometimes there's no points available, or the price of purchasing one is, you know, can be very expensive and not something that we're interested in doing. You know, we certainly would love to get into that side of the business and explore that. It's just a matter of what's available and how you can get your hands on it, or if you can get your hands on it.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the folks that work at Warren Henry, because you got great cars, but it's the people that make them special. I love all the people I interface with, everybody from Ismet in sales to May at service. They've all treated me terrific. Let's say somebody's out there, they're listening, they're looking for a career. Maybe they graduated high school. Maybe they got an AA. Maybe they didn't. Maybe they got a four-year degree. Maybe they didn't. What is the opportunity that's available in the automotive industry today? Because a lot of people are looking for jobs that won't get replaced by a robot or a computer. How are you guys building for the future?
Well, we're trying to stay in line with technology as much as we can. Our industry historically has been a little bit further behind, not necessarily on the product, but sometimes even in the sales process. So we're trying to adapt our sales processes and the way that we do things to continually make sure that our employees always have a place here. And, you know, like you and I have talked about before, the people who we work with are family. And when you have that type of atmosphere, it passes on to your clients. And that's something that's always been extremely important to us, and part of the reason that we've been voted one of the best dealerships to work for, really the top 100 in the country, every year for the last 5 years, or really since the measurement has started, which is done by Automotive News.
And people can make a real good living there. I know that if you work hard, you can make six figures. My mom, just like your grandfather, started out selling used cars. She went into being a social worker. I guess she needed to talk to people that way. So I think it's a great career. Somebody can build a family. They can feed their family. They can put their family through college and have a real nice career and benefits and everything, right?
Oh, absolutely. We have a very good benefits package for all of our employees. Like I talked about with you earlier, we don't look for any previous experience for sales positions. And we also have other corporate positions and service-based positions as well. We are always looking, and we list all of the jobs that we do have available on our website at warrenhenryauto.com.
Now, I know that you've got a whole big technology sector. Peter heads that up. And by the way, Peter, you got to get more repeaters out at Super Saturday, because people are creating so much content that they're overriding, and I get knocked off whenever I try to do a Facebook Live. So, Peter, if you're listening, we need some more repeaters out there for Supercar Saturday. You know who I want to really talk about, though? I want to talk about, we've only got a couple minutes left. I want to talk about Floyd, your events guy. He's an amazing member of the team. What an ambassador he is. How did you and Floyd get together?
Floyd's been together with us since, it's probably been about 14 years now.
Wow. Talk about a family.
I don't even recall how we met. I just remember that I've been working with him since I was washing and parking cars.
I think that's, by the way, a good thing to point out is that you got your start not in the corner office, but you washed cars, didn't you?
I did. My first job was picking up garbage, actually. That was my first real job, and then after I was able to show my dad that I'd picked up enough garbage, or that there was nothing left for me to pick up, then I could go wash cars. And I guarantee you've never seen anybody more excited to wash a car.
Oh, that's absolutely terrific. You know, Larry, we've only got about a minute left in the segment. I know that you've got to go. So why don't you tell people how they can get more information about getting vehicles, about working with you, about learning more about the Warren Henry story?
Well, the best way to find us is at warrenhenryauto.com. Also on all social media platforms, we're at Warren Henry Auto. And if you feel like calling too, that's all right as well. And you could reach us at 305-690-6006.
Where are you guys located? Because the way I like to go there is I like to walk in and say hello to everybody. Where are you physically located?
Well, we have a location for Land Rover down in South Dade, off of South Dixie Highway. Our main campus is on 441 between County Line and Ives Dairy Road. We have our Lamborghini store off of 75 and Griffin and Davie, and then also the Audi store in Gainesville over on Main Street, not too far from Satchel's.
Listen, I just want to thank you for coming on the show, Larry, for being a partner with Freedon Business. But for more than anything, I want to thank you for your friendship that we built up over the years. I met you when you were the F&I guy, and you were getting me qualified for my car, and it wasn't that easy that day, but you made it pretty painless, and I'm so glad that we became friends. Larry, you're truly one of the great businessmen here in South Florida, and I look forward to continuing to expose our market to you over time. Thanks again for being our partner. We look forward to seeing you again real soon, and we're going to get that ball game with the girls. You better get Courtney ready, and maybe we take Pudge and we go on Bark in the Park night. What do you think?
That sounds awesome. Let's do it.
All right, Larry Zinn, my favorite businessman here in town. Thank you to Warren Henry. We're going to be right back. We're going to have some great information about the mortgage market. If you're looking to get a loan, looking to do a deal in real estate, make sure you stick around. I'm going to give some opinions and some information from the events that I've been going to. I've gleaned some pretty interesting facts. I'm going to share them with you. So more information you can use to make money right now, right after Wanda rocks the house.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right. Hey, if you're looking for capital for your real estate deal, give me a call at 305-773-6300. If you're having a tough time financing your house, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you're a realtor and you've got a client, and the client, there's a financing contingent in the contract and you're not able to get them financing. Maybe they're a foreigner. Maybe they have a credit problem. You give me a call at 305-773-6300 because we can help. When you call me, it's all about you. You hear me use that tagline all the time. For the next half hour, I'm going to be talking about different trends I see in real estate financing, and it'll be time for you to really listen in. If you've got a question, you can call us. They'll give you the number. It's 305-541-2350. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to help you understand what's going on in the real estate financing markets, so you can give me a call. We'll talk about private loans versus hard money loans. We'll talk about property types you can finance. We'll talk about the different clients we can help. We'll talk about closing time frames. We'll talk about what rates are doing and what the impact is on you. So if you give me a call at 305-773-6300, I can help you understand what's going on with your particular situation. And if you listen in for the next half hour, we're going to talk about what I'm seeing in the marketplace. And when you call me at 305-773-6300, it is all about you.
Let's play.
Let's strike out routine. Yeah. Let's take an intentional walk away from the beach. Let's take the family to meet the Marlins. No, no, not the fish. The baseball squad. Let's catch a fly ball. Grab some fresh popcorn. Let's get our faces painted with butterflies. You too, Dad. Let's cheer. Let's chow down. Let's play.
Play ball!
Baseball is back. Be part of opening week when your Miami Marlins take on the Atlanta Braves, followed by a series against division rivals, the New York Mets. Be a part of the excitement. Get your tickets at Marlins.com. Let's play.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
Southbound 95 delays exiting at Miami Gardens. A broken down car blocking the left half of the off ramp. No other obstacles on the expressways. A crash north Miami Beach, northwest 167th Street and northwest 2nd Avenue. This report is a service of the Foundation for a Better Life. That's your South Florida traffic.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch, right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're here. We're on 880 AM where money talks. And today, I'm going to talk money. I'm going to talk about real estate financing. We're going to talk about all kinds of different topics because what I do is I do private lending. We also do a bunch of institutional financing. So I do everything from help people finance the construction of their memory care facilities in Central Florida to helping people finance the construction of their townhome projects in West Palm to their individual home projects that are being built spec in Coconut Grove, and my gosh, a whole lot more. So what do we see going on in the mortgage markets today? We see less and less capital being available through historic channels like banks and more financing coming from non-traditional channels like private lenders. That's what we are, private lenders. You go, well, where do you get your money from? Well, the source of our money is a number of high net worth families in town that have us put out their money into a loan. And what does that mean? That means that we can be creative. So if you need a commercial loan, we'll talk about that first. Second half of the next segment, we'll talk about residential. Commercial, what are we doing? What are we seeing? We're seeing people that need bridge financing, something to get them from here to there. Maybe they're rehabbing a home. Maybe they're building a custom home. Maybe they're buying a property and they want to hold it through this part of the cycle and start the plans and build it at the beginning of the next cycle. We can help those people with bridge financing. It's originated by us. We place it with our private high net worth investors. We also work with a select number of banks in town that we know very well that we can get the financing done with. But what we're seeing is the banks are to a significant degree pulling back, especially on construction financing, but we're still able to get it done. We've just closed another one last week. We're going to close one next week. This week we took off. We had a couple of deals closed this week as well. So it's been really, really a good time. And what I do is I do private lending. What makes that different than hard money lending? Well, private lending, we're looking to loan funds at, call it 7.75% to maybe 12%. Hard money lending, probably 10 to 15%. What types of properties are we making loans on? We're making loans on traditional commercial properties, owner-occupied properties. We made a loan on a golf course. The golf course was going to redevelop itself into subdivisions. They had sales made to different end developers, and we helped them bridge the gap between buying the property and getting the property to the end buyers. I got to write a note down because I forgot to do something today. All right. Got to get those two people together. Got to write that down because I'm going to forget otherwise. Now, what else do we do? How big of a deal do we do? We'll do everything from a $100,000 transaction up to one that's $15 million, maybe even bigger. We've had a lot of people come up to us and ask if they could participate in the loans. Maybe you're a real estate investor and you'd like to participate with us. You can give us a call at 305-773-6300 and we can talk about that. What are the property types we're doing? We're doing residential. We're doing multifamily apartments. We're doing condos. All of these are construction loans that we've done. We've also done some permanent loans. We're doing retail. We're doing office. So if you've got any of the major food groups, we can help. I'm in the process of working on with some people to do memory care. That's a health care product, Alzheimer's units. So there's all kinds of different properties we can do. And the types of people we work with, everything from a real estate broker to a real estate investor to foreign nationals. We work with law firms. We work with CPAs. Anybody who's involved that has what I call a special situation, we can help you with your commercial loan. And how fast can we close? My gosh, we can close within a few days. We can give a commitment the same day. It all depends on the information that we get, the type of loan that you want, the type of pricing that you're willing to take, and the type of information you have that you can get to us right away. And so what are the rates? The rates are still competitive. Like I said, our rates are probably between something 7.75%, maybe 12% up to 12%. We're not really looking for that hard money loan. We're looking for a private loan with somebody that's going to pay it off. And we need people. We can help people that need to do it now. And so that's the kind of commercial loans that we're doing, private versus hard money, the property types, the type of clients, the closing time frames, the rates, and it's always something new with us. And oh, by the way, I'm going to be at the Real Deal event next week at the Design Center on Thursday between 12 and 5. So go up there. We can shake hands. We can talk about business up there. And it'll be a great environment. A lot of realtors will be up there. A lot of the people that we help every day. The developers will be there too. I sell them land. We help them get end loans. I had one of the developers approach me today about could I help him replace the equity in his transaction. Now that he's got a construction loan, he wants to recalibrate his mezzanine loan. Sure, I can help with that too. So all you've got to do is give me a call at 305-773-6300, and I'll help you with your capital for your commercial real estate loan. Office condo, condo hotel, office building, owner occupied, loan between $1 million and rather $100,000, $150,000 up to $15 million, we can close quickly, we can be creative, we can help you with your special situation real estate loan. Recently, recently I met with somebody that's building a spec home, and it's really owned by a corporation. So this is not a residential unit they own. They're really developing spec homes. They're developing them all across South Florida. And what do? We help them bridge the gap between their investor and the time that the property is delivered for closing. We can help them with a construction loan, and we're a private source, so we can close fast, we can be creative, and that's what these clients needed. In fact, many of the commercial banks are shying away from doing construction loans at this point at this point in the quarter. Excuse me. Needed my water there. Gosh, that's never happened before.
Are you okay there?
I think I am.
All right, then.
Thank you for checking on me, though.
Moving right along.
I am trying to move along.
Slowly.
I know, I know. I'm getting
Pace
there, though.
Pace yourself there.
I know. Let me take another drink of water while
sure.
you talk.
You know, you're talking about these Alzheimer's homes. Exactly. Can you? I don't want to make you go back.
Go ahead.
But what is that exactly?
Alzheimer's? Well, what happens is that the facilities that we're putting together the financing for are places where they'll be a little bit upscale, and what they are is they're created in a surrounding that makes the people feel comfortable.
Ah.
They're in a location where it's conducive to both the people being visited by their family and, you know, for medical situations, and there's a variety of care that's given to them depending on the level of cognitive impairment they have. But this is a growing business. My client is going to build a number of these. We're working with a couple of different banks that are putting together the financing for us, and then we're going to put them all together and have a creative exit, probably into the public sector. And my client has done that before. He's a whiz-bang guy on financing, that part of it, and I've helped him with some bank financing. There are still banks that we're working with that are doing these commercial construction loans, and it's really a creative part of the business that we're in. I'm also helping people bridge their the time between this part of the cycle and when the next cycle starts by helping them with land loans. That's a really tough thing to do, but we've got high net worth investors that with the right developer will help them recapitalize their land loan. And I've got other high net worth investors that we've been doing townhome construction and in-home in-town construction with. We talked a little bit about that a couple of days ago with Bernard Ziskovich, how people are moving in town so they can be closer to their jobs and not have to really worry about the long commute. And we're helping people develop in-home townhome projects, zero lot line homes, and freestanding homes in the $1 to $10 million range. It's really an exciting thing. I really help people achieve their dreams. And in fact, we're going to talk a little bit more about that on the other side of the break. We'll talk more about what I'm doing with the residential component. So stick with us. If you're looking to capitalize, develop, refinance your home, stick around because I'm going to talk about a couple of the situations I'm working with, some with the homeowners, some with developers. It's going to be very interesting. If you're interested in real estate here in South Florida, stick with me. We'll be back with great information that you can use to make money with me right after this break. Wanda, rock. All right. Hey, if you don't want to get hurt, you want to go to Warren Henry. That's right. They've got their best price guarantee. It makes sure you don't get hurt. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, free first service, red cap service, a personal assistant. You can call for anything anytime for 4 years. You know what? You should join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. I'll see you on the road.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hi, this is Dan Summers, CEO of IHT Realty Crowdfunding out of Jacksonville, Florida. What's crowdfunding? Crowdfunding is the marriage of real estate and technology. It's like the odd couple, old-fashioned real estate expertise together with technology, bringing you opportunities via social media.
All right. Hey, you know, if you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends at Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. All right, and now I'm going to talk a little bit about Spectrum. What's Spectrum? Spectrum is our private lending platform. If you give me a call at 305-773-6300, I can help you today get your dream. That's right. Maybe you've got a whole bunch of cash buried in your house and you want to pull some out to do something. I can help you with a cash out refi. Maybe you are a realtor and you're working with a foreign investor or a foreigner that wants to come and buy and live here. Well, I can help you in either instance. Maybe you've got somebody that's looking to invest in an office condo. Maybe they want to have their office there. I can help you finance that too. Hotel condo, we do those. If you give me a call at 305-773-6300, I can help you. Hey, maybe you're looking to buy your own place. Well, we'll give you a 5-1 ARM, a purchase, no limit cash out refi. I can do both of those too. The LTV will depend on the borrower's qualifications, but we'll consider up to 75% of an LTV. We'll make a loan to a U.S. or a foreign corporation. We'll even do a loan that covers a number of different properties. So if you give me a call at 305-773-6300, I can tell you one thing. When you call me, it's all about you.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch, right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. In this segment, we're going to talk about the residential lending market. As I said earlier, we're a private lender. We're not a hard money lender. So if you're looking to do a residential loan, you can give us a call at 305-773-6300. We can take you up to 75%. We'll do a purchase. We'll do a no limit cash out refi. LTV is going to depend on what the borrower's qualifications are. We'll make a loan to a U.S. or a foreign corporation. And if you're going to be a U.S. resident and live in your home, we can help you get a good bank loan too. What are we working on right now? Well, I've got a whole bunch of real estate professionals that want to make sure that they're firmed up and they have the best rate that they can get, and they see rates are going up. So we're going to help them get loans. We're going to help them get a good solid perm on their home, maybe pull some cash out, maybe lower their HELOC amount so that they have some flexibility. The time to do that is now. Now, while rates are still low, we can still get people in the fours if they're doing a full doc loan and they've got good credit. So you make sure you give me a call at 305-773-6300. If your credit's not so good, maybe now's the time to help you. We can help you with that. Establish good credit, even if you're not perfect. If you give me a call at 305-773-6300, no matter what, you should call us now, because residential mortgages are getting harder and harder to do. The banks aren't really doing them anymore, and they're turning to private sources to get them done and to people that are creative problem solvers, and that's us. Maybe you need a loan for a non-U.S. person. We can help you. We do loans for foreigners. Country of origin doesn't matter. Russian, Venezuelan, Brazilian, Colombian, Chilean, British, German, Canadian, we finance all. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. We'll look anywhere in the state of Florida. We'll finance your residential property as long as it's being used in a business transaction. And if it's a personal home, we've got programs for that too. We'll make loans to non-U.S. citizens, and in certain situations, we'll give you construction funds. We'll issue the approval the same day. We can usually close within a week. It all depends on you, the information that you have, and what you want to do. We will work with real estate brokers. We work with real estate investors. We work with foreign nationals. We work with developers. We will work with you. If you give me a call at 305-773-6300, Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, the Keys. We love the Keys. My partner Bob has a plane. He loves flying down and looking at properties in the Keys. We do Naples, Fort Myers, you name it, we can help you. Your residential home, you're going to live in it, I can help you. You should move now before rates go up. If you need a loan on your residential investment property, call us. We are the experts. We have been private lenders for many, many years. We're the oldest, one of the oldest private lenders here in South Florida. If you give me a call at 305-773-6300, we can help. CPAs, lawyers, immigration attorneys, we work with them all to solve problems for their clients. When I get a call, it usually starts out, Jim, I have a special situation. And I usually answer, well, I can help. Wanda, how much more time do I have?
2 minutes.
2 minutes? Dos minutos. So if you give me a call at 305-773-6300, I can help you get your residential real estate financed. We also do commercial. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I want to take a couple of minutes and thank the people that make this show possible. I want to thank the team at 880 AM, especially my good friend and cohort, Wanda Miles. Wanda, thank you so much for helping out with this.
My pleasure.
You got any good things coming up that you're working on, Wanda?
I'm thinking about a lot of things constantly, but I'm doing a music show on our sister station over at HIM.
Oh, HIM. Got to go on that.
A little inspirational music kind of stuff. It's fun, though.
Well, you're inspirational to me.
I like music.
You are.
I like music that makes people happy.
Well, then you're on the right place, because we're all happy here. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, the Miami Marlins, Lawrence Kids, the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Did I just say the Aztec Group? I think I did. The Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. And I want to thank you, our listeners. Without you, it wouldn't be possible. I want to thank Wanda especially. Hey, go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback, comments. I hear from people all the time. I love hearing from you. You can tweet me at Jim Fried. The show's at Fried on Business. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. The website keep getting more and more hits. It's fabulous. Hey, if you missed today's show, it's going to be up on the website, freedombusiness.com, probably Friday. Thank you to Robert Pitts for that. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 880 AM next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I love doing this. We'll have more residential real estate talk, more commercial real estate talk, more talk that'll make your life better that day, I promise, because I mean to make it. Hey, remember, this isn't a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wanda, rock the house. Yeah.
This is a Bloomberg Market Minute. Stocks pulled back ahead of the long weekend. The Dow Jones Industrials fell 138 points to 20,453. The NASDAQ lost 31 points and the S&P 500 lost 16. Investment strategist Kate Warren